This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the John Lothian newsletter for December 15th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. MarketWatch reported that some errant quotes made cryptocurrency investors quadrillionaires on paper. Call it wealth appearing and disappearing out of thin air. Coinbase Global and CoinMarketCap.com were two of the sites acknowledging issues with displayed quotes of some of the most popular cryptocurrencies. Bloomberg has a list of the best business books of the year in a story titled "The 49 Most Fascinating, Mind-Blowing, Challenging, Hilarious, and Urgent Titles of the Year." Citigroup has promoted a record number of female managing directors in Asia, Bloomberg reported. Citigroup promoted 18 women to the managing director level, which was 35% of the total of 52 promoted to that level. In the field of women advancing in their careers, the mayor-elect of New York City, Eric Adams, named Keychance Sewell as police commissioner. This makes the first time a woman will lead the New York Police Department, known as NYPD, the U.S.'s largest police department. Eric Thedeen was appointed vice chair of ESMA, replacing Anneli Tuominen, director general of the Finislavanta, who has completed her term. Thedeen is the director general of the Swedish regulator and will serve a 2.5-year term effective immediately. It's a good time of year when things are slowing down to participate in one of our video series. If you have a story to tell from being part of the open outcry era or the path to electronic trading, please contact me about setting up an interview. The FIA and SIFMA's Asset Management Group are hosting the annual Asset Management Derivatives Forum at the Ritz-Carlton Laguna Niguel in Dana Point, California this coming February. It's an opportunity to meet with market participants from all sides of a trade to examine the latest developments impacting the use of derivatives by asset managers. You can go to a link in today's newsletter for more information and to register. IG Group, a global online trading firm and parent company of tastytrade and its brokerage firm tastyworks, said Tuesday it is pledging the equivalent of 1% of the prior financial year's post-tax profits to charitable causes between 2022 and 2025. The company said the contributions will be largely aimed at education with a focus on financial literacy as well as STEM subjects. The pledge is part of the company's Brighter Future Fund, established in April 2020 to improve educational opportunities for the least privileged young people and to offer assistance to those who have been hit hardest by the COVID-19 pandemic. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From the Wall Street Journal, hackers backed by China seen exploiting security flaw in internet software. Researchers call it one of the most dire cybersecurity threats to emerge in years and could enable devastating attacks. Hackers linked to China and other governments are among a growing assortment of cyber attackers seeking to exploit a widespread and severe vulnerability in computer server software, according to cybersecurity firms and Microsoft Corp. The involvement of hackers whom analysts have linked to nation-states underscored the increasing gravity of the flaw in LOG4J software, a free bit of code that logs activity in computer networks and applications. My comment, I've never been sent a warning by the CFTC about cybersecurity risks. Yesterday, I received this one. FINRA also sent out a notice about this security flaw, as did the UK's FCA. Here's a story from The Guardian. Brain surgeons and rocket scientists no brighter than the rest of us, study finds. It may not be rocket scientists, but researchers have found aerospace engineers and brain surgeons are not necessarily brighter than the general population. Researchers examined data from an international cohort of 329 aerospace engineers and 72 neurosurgeons who completed 12 tasks online using Great British Intelligence Test, GBIT, from the cognitive platform, as well as answering questions around their age, sex, and levels of experience in their specialty. My comment, well, brain surgeons are not exactly as smart as plumbers, that is for certain. Here's a story from the FT. Green defectors ditch high-flying careers in business and finance. Growing number of executives are quitting blue-chip jobs to work on tackling climate change. 6 years ago, Samantha Cooper had a high-powered job in London's Canary Wharf Financial District and a hard-charging life to match it. At 42, she was running the global trading team at Oil Group BP, rising at dawn and heading straight to the gym, checking emails all the way for any market-moving news. My comment, outside of the pandemic, climate change is one of the top 10 to 12 existential challenges we face. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our most clicked story Tuesday was the Financial Times, Why Do COVID Boosters Offer Greater Protection Against Omicron? Second was the video, John's Take, from our December 10th episode of The Spread, which was the third in our top three on Monday. Third was Bloomberg's Bored Ape NFT sells for $3,000 instead of $300,000 after fat finger error. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day, and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.